This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Well, the hard part's over, right? You've spent all these years saving for retirement, but do you really know how to turn those savings into income in retirement? Also, do you know just how much income you can withdraw without penalty from current retirement accounts? We're going to talk about that and much more. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, alongside, as always, Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, who's got a big old fat belly after Turkey Day.
Yes, sir.
And is ready here to educate us. And, you know, Scott, most people, they got a couple big questions when they're getting ready to retire. Have I saved enough? And will my money last? Another one you should consider, and you know, Scott, being in this biz, to consider this, how much can I withdraw from my retirement accounts? But how do we start answering these questions, Scott?
Write this down. If you're listening to me right now, I'd like to shift your brain into the world of income. You see, in the world of income, there's a lot of different choices. But to answer that question, here's a simple little story. Invest for the I, not for the G, if you want to retire comfortably. Invest for the I, not for the G, if you want to retire comfortably. The I is income. The G is growth. When you invest for growth and the stock market is like it's been, a yo-yo, it's up and down and up and down, dollar cost averaging when you're investing for retirement, such as young studs and studettes like Alex and his staff, it's wonderful to dollar cost average because whether the stock market's up or down, you're averaging your cost over time. But now when you get to be an old timer like myself, and now you want to pull out income, how do you pull it out? That's the I, income. You see, if the market is up and it's screaming up, the consideration is how you invest your portfolio. Not just do I have enough, but how do I pull it out? And Alex, the biggest problem I have heard so many, many times is we are stuck on the G, growth, 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 growth. But with growth, you have shrinkage. In other words, you could grow your account 1 year of 15%, 20%, and the next year you're down 30% just to have to play catch up. But if you're buying investment tools by way of contractual agreement, where it says we're going to pay you a dividend, we're going to pay you this. By a contractual agreement, there's investment tools that could give you a sustainable income. So when you put your head on the pillow at night and you wake up in the morning and the Dow Jones is down 700 points, you can wake up with the smile saying, I know I've got steady income I can bank on. This is the problem, shifting from the growth to the income. And I can tell you, as long as I've been in this industry, 40 plus years, the many, many advisors are still stuck on the G and not having or teaching their clients how to move to the I. Income investment tools, sound income strategies that could give you a better sleep at night when you're seeing the market up and down. And that's the problem. It's hard to shift from the G, which you've been all your life, to the I, income, Alex.
And I want to ask you about something Dave Ramsey said recently, but I want to remind folks, if you have questions for Scott and his team at McLean Advisory Group, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. But Scott, financial celebrity Dave Ramsey recently stirring up a little controversy among financial advisors and analysts, claiming 8% is a safe withdrawal rate as long as the conditions are right. And what say you, Scott, about
that? You know what? I've taught his classes at our church at Bayside Chapel, and Dave Ramsey's a sharp guy. But when you make statements like this, this is where sharpness becomes dullness. Because the word you said, if the economy's right. Mm. Well, my friend, let's be real clear. If we have 2000 to 2003, the stock market dropped from 2000 to 2002 almost 50%. 50. If you lose 50% and you're pulling out money, you are actually cannibalizing your assets. They're going out faster. Why? Because you have to sell more shares to get that steady stream of income. Where you could buy way of dividends or interest, you know, let's say we got an account right now. I've seen some accounts guaranteeing a 6%. Imagine $100,000 and you're getting $6,000 or $500 a month. And it, let's say it's locked in for the next 5 to 7 years. I know some vehicles that are out there. Well, let me make it real clear. What great idea would that be? An extra $6,000 a year, $500. You know, you're getting that nice check on a monthly basis, not having to worry about the stock market. Well, that's by way of contractual agreement by the insurance companies or the CDs or banks. You know, when he says that 8%, that is not the financial rule. You know, the financial rule used to say 4%, the prudent man rule, pull out 4%, the rule of four, they called it. Well, if you're using the rule of eight, you're cannibalizing. In other words, you're actually spending more shares of stock because you have to sell off the shares just to give you that same income. So when the market is, let's say, the stock market is $10 a share, and the market, let's say, drops to $5 a share, you have to sell twice as many shares of stock. This is called reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse. We all heard dollar cost averaging, but reverse is actually reverse. When you get to be an old timer like myself and many of you listening, now you have to change your mindset. And I said, invest for the I, not the G, if you want to retire comfortably. Well, we need to find tools that will give you that steady stream of income. So no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, you can bank on the investment tools that the advisors are talking to you. So, Dave, in all fairness, I love you to death. I love what you're doing. You've touching many lives, and people need to get out of debt. You do a wonderful course, but pulling out 8%, I think you probably had too much eggnog. Dave, I'm going to have to disagree with that.
Well, and Scott, when it comes to Dave Ramsey, other financial commentators, and all the financial information you can get online and elsewhere, do you have any advice for folks when it comes to sifting through all of this and deciding what information and who they can trust?
You know, I think, first of all, you trust your instincts. And if you don't have good instincts, let me help you out. How much money do you have? How long do you want it to last? How much do you need to pull out on a monthly basis? And then when you consult with somebody, you have a little bit of a diagram, a little bit of a format. Here's what I want to retire on. Can I do it? And this will help the advisor that you're working with really understand the tools of income. Most of the advisors today, and in course in my lifetime, has been advisors who are stuck in growth tools. And so remember, if the market's going up 15%, and you're pulling out 8% using Dave Ramsey's the statement there, well, then it'll work. But if you're dropping 20% and you're pulling 8% out, that's a $28,000 negative loss. If you look at the real numbers, you're actually losing or cannibalizing or evaporating money. So again, when you're looking at retiring, those are out there. Maybe you're selling your business. I had a lovely meeting with somebody out there in Medford, as they are thinking about doing a transition with their company and their maybe the children is going to take over and how that's going to work. A lot of different discussions to be made. But if they want to have a husband, a wife wants to have a lovely stream of income they can bank on by way of contract, by way of the sale of the property and the assets, by way of the investments, this will help you understand invest for the I, not the G, if you want to retire comfortably, not watching the stock market. And by osmosis, you pray and you cross your fingers, you do your Hail Marys or whatever you guys are doing, hoping the market comes back. No, this is not a hope. This is a desire and a want. So when you retire, you can give your sweetie pie, your honey bun, a hug and a kiss. And you know what? We're okay. we are in a good position. Can you say that to yourself right now out there? Can you say you're in a solid position by way of contract, that you have the income coming in? And Alex, I can tell you, so many times people want to invest for the G and they think they're going to make so much money. But when that left hook, or they call it the black swan, comes around, their dreams and their hopes, well, they're not traveling out to beautiful country of the United States, visiting every area from Texas to California. They're not. They're worried. They're looking at the market. This is not waking up enjoying a comfortable retirement.
Yeah, and if you want to see how you're positioned with your finances right now, are you in a good place? If you want to talk about it, the number for Scott and his team, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And Scott, how do you talk to people about turning savings into income and determining how much they can withdraw from retirement accounts each year? Because I know this is a big part of the comprehensive strategy.
It is. And when you look at the 3D approach, your dreams, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, as you were alluding to, Alex, and then you look at the dollars. How much did you save? How much do you have? How much is coming in by way of a taxation? What's the taxation going to be on the money that's coming in? And finally, we talk about the legacy. How does it get passed on? How can I preserve it? This is the biggest challenge when you look at the investment tools in the industry from, let's say, the certificates or deposit. Right now, we haven't seen over the past 18 years the interest rates that are out there these days that have been so exciting that when I was a little rat, 5-6 years old, my grandma and grandpa bought me a 5% savings, passbook savings account. I'll never forget getting. Alex, you probably don't know what they look like, but many of you know what they look like. Now, grandma and grandpa said, Scott, put money in here. I didn't know what the heck they're talking about. 5 and 6 years old. All I know is that's what they told me to do. But when it comes to income, the first thing, a step I do is I want to teach people the difference between growth and income. Let's say I took a product like a CD and I have a CD paying 5%. Well, that means I can take 5% out. If I put $100,000 in, that's $5,000. Well, I know that if I'm looking for income, that's going to be part of my budget. And if I got $5,000 coming in, I can put on my checks and balance side, $416 is coming in on a monthly basis from this one investment. I need to look at all of different types of investments, from CDs, from fixed annuities or indexed annuities, from bonds. Bonds right now, as interest rates slowly creep down, they could be a tremendous tool. I did not say bond funds. I did not say ETFs, exchange-traded funds. I said individual bonds. So I need to teach the clients, the people that I meet with, I want to educate them, which is in my book, Alex, by the way, chapter one. If you're out there and you'd like to get a hold of my book, I'd like to offer it to anybody out there. As long as the supply lasts, you can have it for free. Come in, schedule a time to meet with me, and I'll give you the book. Chapter one really, really defines the income on this and how to pull out income on a conservative basis so you can put your head on the pillow. Then we say, teach you about preferred stocks, stocks that pay dividends by way of contract. If you have these questions, I just want to throw it out there. Please don't put your head on the pillow, or as I say in my book, don't put your head in the sand because your vitals are exposed. Give me a call off the air. I'd love to talk to you because this is a problem that most people put it off and they get to it later. And all of a sudden the market has a jag, and now you're down 20-30%, or maybe you don't have the income coming out. 609-488-4646. Again, let me help you out. If you've heard me for the past almost 20 years, I've been saying this over and over again. No cost, no obligation. Give me a call off the air. This is why we're such great supporters of WBNJ, which is an education radio show, plus great senior music. 609-488-4646. That's my present to you. Okay, let's have a quick conversation. 609-488-4646. This is not to be put your head in the sand, because your vitals could be exposed right now.
Wise stuff. And when we come back, we're going to focus on retirement challenges for women. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Bonnie from McLean Advisory Group, wishing you comfort, hope, and joy. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly does not. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than 40 years here in the Jersey Shore area, Scott McLean and the team at McLean Advisory Group have seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Scott can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 609-488-4646 now to meet with Scott McLean and the team at McLean Advisory Group. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Scott McLean might be able to help. Call 609-488-4646 and schedule your visit today. Again, that's 609-488-4646. Investment advice is offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Well, it's been true forever. Women statistically outliving men now it's by about 6 years. So there's going to be a lot of wives out there outliving their husbands in retirement. It means a lot of women suddenly taking over their own finances for what may be the first time in their lives. And can be confusing, could be scary for anybody. And we're going to talk about this today. Alex Dingman here alongside Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group right here in Weirtown. And serving Jersey Shore area and Scott. But yeah, you know this, obviously dealing with folks over the years, and it's a scenario you see, unfortunately, played out quite often, I'm sure.
I go back to Adam and Eve. I mean, she's the one who handed him the apple, and she took a bite first. So the payment was childbirth pain, and you got to live longer than the guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just kind of added that in there. You know, women are living a lot longer. Statistically, it's real. You see more women out there that are retired with their lovely husbands. They come in, they meet with us, they meet with other advisors, and pretty much usually, this is not being any bias at all, but the man usually asks the question. What I love is when I try to get a woman engaged, because inevitably, like my mom, she will be the last one on the Richter scale,
sure,
around the ropes, handling things. Usually, this is not. Again, please don't send me hate letters, or if you're woke, please don't cuss at me. I'm just saying,
in my line
of business, I want to be real clear, because women need to know how certain investments work. And what I noticed many times, as my mama did, is daddy handled the bills. My dad handed my mom the bills and said, Joan, I want you to take care of this. And mom was doing the bills, and she came and questioned my father. What'd daddy say? Well, you're handling them. Wait a minute. Whoa. We need to work together. You see, what I find so many times when I work with families, whether they're married and the husband and wife comes in, or maybe it's a partnership. A couple of lovely ladies, a couple of lovely men, and they need to put one is usually more financially literate than the other. That's just usually how it happens. But the challenge is when one passes away, how do we change things? And what decisions need to be made? And this is where the wolves in sheep clothing come out to confuse, to change things around, to make themselves look wonderful, just to get a sale, and then they get a sale and they're gone. Let me help you out. This is where you need to understand how certain products work, and you can dummy it down. That's why when I put it in my book, The Three Blind Mice, how the financial planning process leads your money to a mousetrap. The reason I put that in there is because people can get confused of income sources versus growth sources. And I usually want people to understand, you know, when you're running the bills, what do you need on a monthly basis? Will you outlive your money? Will you live on cat food? I hear all the time, Scott, I don't want to live on cat food if my husband dies or my wife dies. What happens on the pension options? I see people picking pension options without considering all the options on the table, and they choose the highest pension option, leaving the spouse with 50% or zero, not knowing that the Social Security is going to be taken off one side or the other, and they're going to have a lower income. So we need to plan a couple different ways, Alex. A, both living. But with that in mind, who's going to die first? And you play a scenario. Let's say the spouse and then the other spouse. We have two people, husband. Let's say husband and wife. And if your partnership is two partners, okay, I don't want to pick on either side. And so one of your partners or spouses dies, leaving the other one there. You lose the Social Security benefit. And if it's a pension option and you chose a 100% option, nothing to your spouse, well, then we have a problem, or 50%. So this is going to change the dynamics drastically. Maybe you need to be thinking about a reverse mortgage. Mm. Now, don't scream. I hear somebody out saying, oh, I can't believe he said that. Don't say the reverse mortgage. Whoa, whoa, time out, cuz. For some people, it could be a lifesaver. I'm not pushing either one because I don't sell them, but I do know them. I was a mortgage broker licensed at one time, and I can tell you it could be a really very wonderful tool for a limited amount of people. So again, when we look at income, both husband and wife, both partners, if you're just dating a new person, you're all fixing living together. Okay. We need to talk about those situations and what if and where and what situation comes up. And so Alex, you're out there and this is you, and maybe you have some questions. Alex, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I would love you to give us a call at our studios, and Bonnie will make a time for us to speak to, you know, 5 or 10, 15 minutes off the air. No cost, no obligation, just as our give back in McLean Advisory for so many years here in Weartown, New Jersey. Heck, I've been doing this business since 1982, licensed in 83, so right here in Ocean County. And I can tell you, if you have questions, we have answers. And if I don't have an answer, I'll be humble. I will find answers. I know a lot of people. I can promise you that. So please don't put this and hide this under your pillow and you'll get to it later. That's procrastination is the disease of ease. Please don't let that be in there. We all have the disease of ease. We all know working out and going to the gym is good for you. But do you do it? The disease of ease. Give us a call off the air if you'd like to speak to me. I'd love to speak to you. 609-488-4646. And if you don't like me, why don't you ask for George? He's a younger guy, so he hears the same thing. George is a great advisor, CFP, and been with our firm for many, many years. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you. I promise you, you'll get some great information.
Focusing on retirement challenges for women today. And Scott, let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed over the years between how men and women approach retirement planning. And obviously, this is all general, but what things do men tend to be concerned about in planning for retirement? Focusing on the men first.
Men are wonderful. They, you know, if they love their wife or partner, they want to make sure they're solid, they're safe. They want to make sure that if they pass away, they've got a great income. But with that in mind, they now have to look at the rest of the story. Isn't that what Paul Harvey said? Let's look at the full story. So they really want to really captivate. They love their sweetie pie or honey bun or whatever you call it. And they want to make sure they're buttoned up nice and tight. But when you're shifting from the growth investments to the income investments, that is a new dichotomy. It's a new change in your brain. And it's very hard for people to understand that. So they need to understand how the investment tools work. Both partners or spouses do. On top of that, the husband wants to make a quick decision, but the women, what I've noticed, Alex, they are really paying attention to the words coming out of that financial advisor's mouth. And are they real? They have real good discernment. So this is why when I meet with people, I love meeting with both husband and wife, because the husband may have a lot of great super questions, but the wife is looking at the advisor maybe totally different. And this is why it's so good. And by the way, if you're single out there, I encourage you, when I meet with people, maybe you bring in your son or your daughter or your sister or brother, bring in another set of ears. Don't go it alone. This is not a game of do it over, because you have one retirement. That's it. So this is an area you cannot make big mistakes in. And that's why people call us. They want to meet with me off the air or on the air. They say, Scott, what about this investment? How does this work for me? And my husband said I did this, and he set everything up. He knows everything. He did a great job. But you know what? Looking at it with a different set of eyes is critical, because he might be more aggressive than some of you women out there. And more women are more conservative. That's how God made you. That's just the way it is. Almost when you're having a baby, you have the instincts of getting the bedroom ready, getting the nursery ready, getting else ready. Where the husband's out there, I got to make money. I got to take care of this. So we both have our brain going crazy. You need to talk to your sweetie pie and let's get together. And when you have these questions, write them down. This is so important. 609-488-4646. Write that down. 609-488-4646. If you've got questions, let me help you. Let me try to guide you. Doesn't mean you have to work with me, but if you got a couple of questions, you want to call me off the air, Bonnie will make a way for us to speak. I can tell you this is really important when you're planning your retirement, or maybe you're heading into retirement and you need some game plan. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. But that's about men. They want their job is to go out and kill the deer and skin them, and the wife's job is, or the spouse's job is to clean them. That's the men. But what about women? They're different, Alex.
Yeah, and what about the women, Scott? What do they seem to be more concerned about when you meet with folks when it comes to retirement? Went over the men. What about the women?
I love the women because, they are more conservative. They have the brain of, I don't want to make 20%. I like to make steady. I'm the tortoise and the hare. She or the partner is going to be maybe the voice of reason. I'm not saying women are all voice of reason, but I'm just saying there might be the voice of reason saying, you know, I don't think we should take that much risk, honey. Hmm. You know, I think we should really pay attention to our dynasty, our will, power of attorney, our living will. Let's pay attention to the investments. I don't want to take that much risk. And here's why. I remember in 1988, 89. I remember 1986. I remember 1990. I remember my grandma and grandpa in the year 1920. They were talking about 1929 to 1934. They have the memory of saying, I don't want to go down that road. I want to know that when I grab my keys to the RV and I'm traveling around, I want to know there's income coming in. I don't care if you make 20%, 30%. I want to know if I'm getting that steady stream of income like when you worked. This is retirement. When you put your head on your pillow, you wake up in the morning, you don't have to see CNBC or Fox or Bloomberg. You can see the beautiful sky and everything God has laid out before us, the beautiful wilderness as you visit the wonderful United States of America, and as you travel, you focus on yourselves, not on the dollar. And this is enjoyable retirement, Alex.
Absolutely. And Scott, we're focusing on retirement challenges for women. Mentioned up front, women statistically outliving men by about 6 years. So this is something that you got to factor in when you were doing that retirement planning. And before a quick break, Scott, one more time, give that number out and encouraging folks to get a hold of you if they need you.
I'd love to speak to you guys. If you'd like to give us a call, I have a tremendous, tremendous office. You will love our staff. Give us a call at 609-488-4646. Ask for Bonnie. She will make it happen. 609-488-4646. We get so many calls, Alex, because of the work you do, Alex, and your firm. You do a wonderful job help putting this together. But if you're out there and you have a question, don't put this on the shelf. Write your question down. Then call us at 609-488-4646, because those questions may go out of your mind, especially if you got dementia. So write them down now. How about that? And I can promise you we will have a nice discussion together.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing to come up with how you would spend your perfect day in retirement, but what happens to that ideal day and those retirement plans when your spouse is also retiring? We're going to talk about that coming up. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain of McClain Advisory Group.
Hey, this is Scott McClain. I want to wish you guys a tremendous, wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the lovely greetings we have for you. Proud to be in your life as we try to give you the financial information so you don't go insane. Happy holidays.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
I'm on the fence about a real tree. I've done the real tree. When you have that fake one that's in three different pieces, you just bust it out every year and you take a second and it's already got the lights attached to plug it in and boom.
You like the smell. I do like the smell of those Christmas
trees. Yeah, but you can get that smell, you know, in different ways. But anyway.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Talking today about some of the unique challenges women face in preparing for retirement. Scott, I want you to listen to this and react here. GoBankingRates.com has a list of financial challenges women face in retirement. Gender pay gap is one. Historically and currently, women get paid less than men. That's an issue. Lack of financial confidence. Women tend to be more conservative, less confident about their financial experience and expertise. Longer lifespans. We talked about that. Caregiving responsibilities. Women more likely to have to take some time off from their career or work to care for a loved one or raise children. And also greater financial fallout from divorce. Costly divorce can negatively affect a woman's ability to build a healthy long-term balance sheet after the marriage ends.
Surreal.
I mean, this is all stuff that you, I know, experience over your time.
You know, Alex, it is. And, yes, women are living longer. That we know the statistics generally. And of course, by looking at their, I've also noticed the caregiving relationship. I've so many of our clients, the spouses will take care of their husband's mom or dad. They take off work. They lose their income and they could be making a very substantial income, but the caregiving nurture of women, I guess that's where God put in their hearts. And I'm not saying men don't have it. I'm just saying women have this caregiving in their heart that I just don't have the patience for that. I mean, and I can tell you, I guess you could call me, you can make fun of me, but boy, I see people take care of their husband's family members or, and then they have to sacrifice their retirement. This lovely couple came in and they said, Scott, do we have enough money to retire on? I said, well, tell me your situation. They tell me, oh, yeah. In my back of my mind, oh, this is a piece of cake. Yes. I said, is there anything outstanding in your life right now that you have to take care of? You have any special needs children, or maybe you have either one of your parents still alive and what's going on? And they say, well, yes, we're taking care of our father. Oh, and what does that look like? And then they go on. My brain starts calculating numbers faster than a calculator could ever go. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we see a problem in Dodge as the space astronauts want to retire. Are they going to land safely or not? And so these questions are really important. So these women are really helping out, and men as well. But I guess the challenge is the fallout from divorce. You brought that up as well.
Yep.
And they don't know it. And all of a sudden they're in the middle of a divorce. Or maybe the husband or the wife picks up and leaves. That changes everything. And no, people don't want to talk about it, but we need to talk about it. So usually when I'm meeting with the individual woman and didn't want to bring her husband in, or maybe the husband didn't want to bring his wife in, either one, I have to ask that question. Is everything going on at home? What's going on? See, it's not about money right now. It's about lifestyle, which ends up about money. And so I need to understand the dynamics. And this is where it's so important, Alex. We talk about the 3D approach, the dreams. Well, the dreams can turn to disaster if you're going through taking care of your mom and dad or your children. Could turn to disastrous by getting divorced. Or maybe one of you are starting to get Alzheimer or dementia. And maybe one of you have to change and stop work and start to retire sooner just to take care of your loved one. We have a beautiful client in Florida where she is retired. She was a airplane stewardess, lovely lady. And she actually took off her stewardess hat and now she became a full-time caregiver husband. And you know what? Her whole life has changed. And she said, Scott, I didn't think it'd be like this, but it is. And I'm going to stay there. What amazing things out there. But again, so when we do a financial plan, I don't like financial plans that are specifically, here's a plan, follow it. Because you know what? Those things change so quickly. I think it needs to be a fluid financial plan because life has a way of changing quickly, abruptly, and sometimes very often very disastrously. And so how do we plan this out and give us our best? So I think this is really important. We think about the factors that women are facing.
Yep.
And because we want them to enjoy their lifestyle as well.
Yes. And if you have questions, if you're male or female, if you've got questions, as we're focusing on financial challenges women face in retirement, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott McLean, his team at McLean Advisory Group, here to help any couple with their financial picture, and especially when you start looking at, okay, what happens if maybe one of those folks is not around, and maybe that person was the person who was taking care of the finances. And Scott, another number here, and you hit on it, and it's very important. Department of Labor says 58% of long-term caregivers are female. So not a huge, in favor of women, but it is a little bit there, 6 out of 10, basically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're going to have to cut back from your job. You're going to have less ability to save. You might have to dig into those savings. I mean, Scott, I know you see this happen. Can somebody like that get back into place for retirement?
It can, but it's going to require really, I call it a come to Jesus meeting. When I come to Jesus meeting, we talk about let's face the facts, the real facts. So I think what I notice in facing the facts is how long will the person last? Is this going to be a 1 or 2 year thing? Is someone going to pass away real quick? How much time, effort, and energy is going to take? We also think about on top of that is what do you have to sacrifice? What do you have to give up? And everyone. In every situation, there's always a sacrifice somewhere when it comes to sickness or disability or lack of savings. For example, when I speak to some people, we talk about veterans benefit. And so many veterans and or spouses of veterans are unaware that there's a benefit out there if they serve during wartime. Listen to me carefully. If your husband or wife served in the armed forces during a conflict, there could be a nice check waiting for you on a monthly basis to take care of your loved one. In addition to that, in the state of New Jersey, there is long-term care place, Vineland, Menlo Park, Paramus, where you could go to a facility that for some people, if you set the money up, set up the right trust, now you could have free long-term care in a facility that's wonderful, like in Vineland, New Jersey. So again, I talk to our veterans, wives, husbands, the spouse of a veteran is for you as well as the veteran. The question is what's available. So we need to look at all areas so we don't diminish or delete or evaporate money. And this is why when I speak to people, we've helped so many people, so many of our veterans in these areas. Now, if you're not a veteran, okay, That's fine. That's off the shelf. But we need to look at every single situation, any way possible. How can we reduce the money from evaporating your accounts, taking care of your loved one? And this is an art. I can promise you, it's not a set it and forget it. This could take some time. So there's some steps that you have to take. And that's being honest with yourself, yep, being honest with your numbers, and then taking action.
Yeah, and something we talked about earlier, Scott, as women, about 40% of women investors identify as beginners. And so right. I know you meet with these folks and you want to instill some confidence. Are there some things you can do to, you know, kind of boost their financial confidence?
Yeah, there is actually. You know, I don't need to talk at them or over their head. I know this business pretty well, Alex. But that doesn't mean they do. I don't need to show how fancy I am in my three-piece suit, which I don't wear anymore. But I don't need to pull out my abacus and run numbers because they may not understand them. I need to relate to them and show them in writing the game plan. And so when the people come in with me, I actually go to my board and I put it in writing, right in front of them on writing. This is how it could work. This is what it looks like. Are you resonating with me? Do you understand? And then what I do, which is, I don't mean, and again, I always tell people I'm not demeaning you in any way. Can you repeat back what I just said to you? Can you tell me how this works?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if I did a good job or a bad job. There's nothing worse than having a coach yell at you, but you don't know what the heck he's yelling at you for.
Sure.
This is not a time for a lecture. This is a time for a conversation because this is your life.
Absolutely. And Scott, you know that throughout the years that there's so many things that go into a comprehensive retirement strategy. And today we're focusing on challenges for women, but there are things for everybody out there and for couples, things that you have to think about, especially when it comes to, hey, maybe I'm the person who is usually taking care of finances or maybe not. And so what does that mean if the other person were to pass away or otherwise be out of the picture? And so many things to think about. And then the unknowns, you know, you make plans, God laughs, right? Because of anything that can happen. And so you know that as well. And so, Scott, it's really about people just saying, hey, I'm gonna get with somebody who can look at my situation, help map out a strategy, and so that maybe I feel a little bit more comfortable, or at least, you know, you have another partner in the ride.
And I think about when you said this is as you walk the book I love reading, the walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. Why? Because the rod and the staff, they comfort me. Well, I guess I'm asking those of you, who is your rod and staff? Who can you lean on who have been through this journey? Who has been there so that they may have to pick you up and help you through this challenging time? And they've been through this time and time again. They've helped hundreds and hundreds of people. And they can say, look, we've been there. We've helped people. We can walk you through it. And this is the game plan. How great would it feel? Almost like a flashlight in a dark hallway. Now the light turns on, even though you're not out of the hallway yet, or maybe out of the tunnel, or maybe in the valley. Do you have that rod and staff? Do you have that flashlight? Do you have someone you can lean on and say, you know what? I need to call Scott. I need to find out what the heck is he talking about. I need that rod and that staff or that flashlight to lean on to see if we're in a good position so I can take action. There's nothing worse than procrastination because that is the evil that lurks before us. We think we can do it on our own. Well, this is where giants stand on other giant shoulders, Alex. And if you're out there and this is you, and you need that rod and that staff. You need that flashlight of hope or that guidance. Please feel free to give our studios a call. We're here to help you. 609-488-4646. Now, what does that mean? You call me at 609-488-4646, and we'll have a nice conversation. I promise you, I will not try to sell you, beg you, or try to push anything on you. I need to understand your dreams, which will lead to your dollars, which could end in a wonderful dynasty, giving you the flashlight, the rod, the staff to go through this valley that you may be going through right now and you just need some comfort. I'm here for you. 609-488-4646. Don't put it off. Love to hear from you.
That is Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group. This is Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. This is Alex Dingman of Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, wishing you a happy holidays. I hope you have good health and get everything on your wish list. Thanks for listening.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly does not. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than 40 years here in the Jersey Shore area, Scott McClain and the team at McClain Advisory Group have seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Scott can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 609-488-4646 now to meet with Scott McClain and the team at McClain Advisory Group. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Scott McClain might be able to help. Call 609-488-4646 and schedule your visit today. Again, that's 609-488-4646. Investment advice is offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
It seems like nowadays everybody just goes to that cell phone, puts in the address, and then just stares at it, and it tells you exactly where to go. But I remember not that long ago traveling with my dad across the country, and he literally would pull out the map, big old map. He'd roll through that thing. We'd be circling highways and making marks with pen, and we would get there, and it would be a lot of fun. Alex Dingman here, along with Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group, Financial Insanity. And maybe that sounds insane to some people nowadays, Scott, to be actually using a physical map instead of just that cell phone. But we're going to talk about that retirement roadmap today. And Scott, special guest with us. Exciting here. We have an advisor who works along with you and has been in the financial industry since 2009. George Castanis is with us as well. George, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about this roadmap.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. And Scott, what kind of a traveler are you? Are you just using that cell phone now and just, you know, really brainless about the whole activity
at
this point?
I am brainless. My wife and daughter always make fun of me because, Dad, why are you using the? Why don't you remember where you're going? You're going to get Alzheimer's. You got to stop doing that, Dad. Quit using the Waze app. I said, well, it's very easy for me. And you couldn't have brought it up better, Alex, talking about using a map. I remember using map myself when I went to Florida to college in Nyack, and the map's flipping upside down. It's blowing in the breeze. It's all over the map, and you make a wrong turn. You have to recalibrate everything you're doing again, and then you lose time, lose effort, lose energy. Then you're starting to maybe say some four-letter words you never said before, and you get upset. So, but again, by the time, like you said, a good fun retirement or a good fun road trip comes with bumps in the roads, maybe flat tire or getting lost, and there's nothing worse than getting lost. So, Alex, thanks for sharing us the Waze app. Many people are you out there using the Waze app? Today, I wanted to talk about, Alex, you asked about a very important thing, which is why I brought George in as an advisor at our firm for such a long time. I call it the McWays, the retirement McWays. You know the Waze app? We'll call it McClain Waze, the McWays, because retirement comes with a lot of challenges. I got a phone call this morning, and he said, Scotty, a guy named Ken goes to our church. He says, Scott, I just can't fill out this form to get my taxes reduced. And I said, Ken, why didn't you call us? That's, you know, you're a tax client of ours. He said, well, I just did it myself. And how many people do things themselves, Alex? You know, they try to do things themselves and they end up dorking it up.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
Sometimes
five,
hard to ask
days
for help.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I called the McWays. When it comes to retirement, how can we not flip the map upside down, get detoured, tire flat, because with retirement, it comes with a lot of decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to hear George as well. First, that phone number, something resonates with you if you need help with your roadmap, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And George, I know this is a great resource for folks, retirement roadmap. And talk to me a little bit about the idea here, because I know it's the kind of thing that's personal for each person that you would see that, you know, needs help finding that direction.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And, you know, when you're going on vacation and you have a roadmap, I mean, it sure is fun sometimes getting lost or sidetracked, as some of the things Scott pointed out. But when it comes to retiring and having that retirement roadmap, it is no fun getting lost or falling into a ditch. So that's kind of the idea behind the retirement roadmap. You don't want to get lost. You don't want to fall in a ditch. You're only going to do this once.
Absolutely. And that's where you guys can step in. Scott McClain, George Castanis with McClain Advisory Group, really helping guide people through retirement, because you said it right there. You can, you know, hey, have some detours when you're just having a nice leisure drive, you know, but when it comes to retirement, you want to have that planning ahead of time. You know exactly where you're going. And that's where you guys can really step in to say, all right, here's the turns that need to be made. You know, here's the detour. Here's where there might be a construction zone, that kind of thing, so that you do not have those surprises.
Absolutely. And reducing stress, burning yourself out, having concerns, you know, not knowing what you don't know, that's super important. So having a roadmap in front of you that outlines some of the biggest or greatest pitfalls or road bumps, then absolutely helpful.
I think it's also helpful, Alex, when your spouse, maybe it's the husband that does the planning or the wife does the planning. The challenge when if you're listening to me right now and perhaps you're doing all the planning, but what if you get detoured, sick, disabled, Alzheimer, dementia, your wheels fall off, you go see Jesus? One of those areas are gonna possibly happen, and you're leaving your spouse to the unknown, and she doesn't know how to read the map. Perhaps she needs someone or he needs someone to help navigate this retirement, because retirement should be the golden years, but I hear a lot of times it's the rusty years. And if you don't have a retirement game plan or a map, it could get you totally, totally, totally off your game. So important to have that roadmap, as George said, because it's psychological. Do I retire? When do I retire? And they're always asking me, since I'm an old bat, I love what I do. The problem is, what are you going to do psychologically first, so you don't burn out and be stressed out, and then all of a sudden left hooks come, Alex?
And Scott, George, we just have a couple minutes left, but in those couple minutes, how can people get help with this retirement roadmap? What is that first step?
Well, first of all, is when do I want to retire? Do I want to retire? But the most important, who can I speak to ask about retirement? Who can I trust and feel? Which is why when people visit with us, Alex, just give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. Visit with us, 609-488-4646. Ask for Bonnie. They can meet with George. They can meet with myself. Both of us highly qualified. But what I'm trying to tell you is, when you understand when you're retired or think about retiring, these dates will change. You get nervous. You're not sure. Alex, I'd like to offer anyone who would like, no cost, no begging, no bugging, if you want a game plan, we're here for you. Come in. Let's have a discussion to see if we can benefit those of you who are making this huge decision, whether you're in retirement or about to go in retirement. Don't do this alone. Let's have a discussion. Why would you deny yourself the ability to get with someone who's done this for years? Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. Let me see if I can help you, guide you through this many journeys in your retirement. Start getting a plan together. Get this map laid out, Alex.
And talk to me a little bit here quickly about the benefit of having this roadmap. What does that do for folks to come in and fill this information out and really be able to have a better grasp on the future?
What a great question. I personally think the biggest part is that most people retire once and they've never been through it. They don't know what the pitfalls are. They don't know what they don't know. Having this retirement roadmap is basically all the things that we have seen, all the issues that have come through, And it really puts together a lot of things that you possibly don't know that you don't even know that are headed at you in retirement. And it does a good job of covering some of those unknowns.
All right. Thank you, George. And again, that number, 609-488-4646. That number again, 609-488-4646. Just add a.com for the website. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, alongside today Scott McLean and also George Castanis with McLean Advisory Group. Scott opened up the Veterans Benefit Advisory Group in 2008 to help veterans and their families, guiding them to these important benefits. Again, that number, 609-488-4646. The number for Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646. And again, a special salute and thank you to all of our veterans.
This radio program may contain information which has gone regulatory or other significant changes since its original recording. The information and views expressed on today's show is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment, product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC. A SEC registered investment advisory firm. McLean Advisory Group and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities.
This radio show is a paid placement.